Ya. So who brought you here? Your friend?
My friend, yeah, he's a good friend. But, I start to study Buddhism
on the internet.
I listen to Ajahn Brahm. And one day I go to the temple and close to my house.
Yeah.
In Pomona, California.
Yeah.
And I meet Ajahn Chania and all the monks, and I stay.
Yeah.
So it's been like a... What Buddha Panna?
Okay.
And this is the abbot.
Yeah.
Chania.
Mm.
Ajahn M. Wacharin. Ajahn Tangrat. He passed away last year. Ajahn Merim. Ajahn Narong.
You never went to Ajahn Chah's monastery?
Where?
It is in... It's not far away from Los Angeles. It's more in San Diego. What metta?
I've heard of it. Yeah, I heard the name.
And yeah.
There are many temples in Los Angeles. Wat Thai.
Yeah, yeah. No. But he's a Westerner. He's a actually he's an American or British.
The abbot?
Yeah. Yeah. Ajahn Chah.
No, I have not.
Yeah. I mean, if you have time, you go and see him. Yeah.
Right now, I in a Buddhist Dharma talk. They have every Friday, Saturday night for 2 hours, and it happened right now. That's Los Angeles time, so it's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're having a Dharma talk right now. And say, sorry, I have temple in Thailand. Join.
That's okay. So what are your questions?
Mm-hmm.
What are your questions?
Actually, I don't really have any questions. I understand the Dhamma, but how to practice, to understand, and to practice 100%, that's that more difficult.
If you're a freelancer, you have some time, so you can practice. What is important is to practice in the morning, the moment you get up, you don't do anything. And then practice, make the mind calm, yeah? Forget about all the dreams that you had. Forget about all the thoughts that you had, yeah? You wake up, you instantly stay with your Buddha or with the breath.
I have a very, I practiced meditation a long time now, and still very hard for me to just meditate like this.
Yeah.
I try, I can do move,
Yeah, but
or walking meditation.
I mean, you learn to walk. How long did it take you? And you try it every day.
Oh, I get it.
It is the same thing as meditation. It's a skill. We have to learn it, yeah? From day one, we get up, we fall over, we get up, we fall over. And we think meditation, we can learn it in a week. No. We have to go through the difficulties, yeah? Because the difficulties are not in the body, the difficulties are in the mind. In the citta, that is restless. That constantly wants to do something, constantly wants to distract itself. And these are the devil's things.
You're right. You're right, 100%.
And the more you use them, the less you can concentrate.
I agree. I don't use very much.
Yeah.
I do not. Only
For work.
The map, for the... I'm not phone.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, it doesn't matter, but you know, I mean, when we are bored, you know, we grab hold of the phone, you know, and look at something, yeah? We are interested in something. And now with AI, you know, I mean, we can know whatever is going on in the world. Yeah? So, that is the danger of it, yeah? The moment we get restless, the moment we get bored, you know, we grab hold on entertainment thing. And this is an entertainment. So you have to
yeah, that is my number one problem.
Yeah. Get concentrated. Get the mind concentrated. The mind is the prime mover. The moment the mind is calm, the body doesn't move. The moment your hand moves, that means the citta has moved before. It cannot move.
What about the walking meditation?
That is fine. That is perfect. Yeah? Walk, don't walk too slowly. Walk fast. Yeah. The faster you walk, then the citta has to take care. The citta has to take care of the functions of the body. Yeah? So moving, talking, thinking. Yeah. That before you start to think, you know, the citta has to initiate that thinking. Yeah. So if you do the walking meditation and you walk pretty fast, yeah, then the citta is occupied with this walking, and the rest of the citta is much easier to concentrate. So you take a path, you know, you don't walk in circles, you take a path, yeah, and you stand at the beginning, about 30 meters or 50 meters, and say, okay, that's the end. Yeah? Walking there, you know, I will stay with the Buddha or I stay with the breath, yeah. And then you turn around and say the same thing. I will stay, you know, with the Buddha. And you will see each time you come to the end, I mean, you lost the Buddha or you lost the breath. That's why you determine it again. Okay, just this one part.
Yes, I must practice more.
Yes, we have to rule in, yeah? You have to rule in, you know, the citta that doesn't want to stay at one place. Yeah? That's why the Lord Buddha compared it with a wild elephant. You catch a wild elephant, and then you tie it with a strong rope to a pole. And the moment it sees it cannot escape, it lies down to rest. And but your wild elephant is still running around. Yeah, so you better find a better rope.
That's a good analogy. I must practice the walking meditation.
Yeah.
But I find that if I sit like this, you're right, citta go crazy.
Yeah, because it has you have to concentrate the whole citta.
Sometimes I try, because I do a lot of yoga.
Yeah.
And when I do a yoga,
yeah,
I find it's easier to meditate.
Yeah.
Easier, because if I like that.
Yes.
And I feel, you know, Jeb in here like that.
Of course, it is clear.
Well,
it seems that the mind is clear, but it is busy doing the yoga. It's the same thing, you know, with walking meditation.
Right.
Yeah.
But so you think good idea? It can.
I mean, yes, yoga is okay, but you will still have to do the formal meditation. Because you want to see the wonder of the citta when the citta is calm.
Yes.
Yes. And if you practice meditation for so long, you know, I mean, yeah, you have to always think about the analogy. I mean, when I was learning to walk, I wanted to walk, yeah? So I got up, I fell over, you know, I hurt myself, you know. But then I got up again.
Yeah, you're right. I just get discouraged.
Yeah.
I get discouraged.
Because then we are old, we think everything must come in, yeah. No, everything must come within the next few hours, yeah?
Right, I want enlightenment.
Yeah.
1 hour.
Yeah. I mean, that's why a lot of, you know, Westerners who come here to Thailand to become monks, you know, get discouraged after 4 years. I don't get anywhere, you know, and then they go back in the ley line. Huh? I mean, our expectations are too high. We just need to, yeah, constantly, yeah, grind the stones until, you know, they are smooth, yeah. and we are not anymore willing to do it, also our whole society is like that. Constantly pressure, 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 pressure. You need to achieve this, you need to achieve this, you need to achieve that. No. In Buddhism or in meditation, it's just observing what is happening. There's no pressure. You put yourself under the pressure. Observing what is happening. And when you're here, for instance, here in the forest, or when you go to the zoo, just sit there on a bench, you know, and observe the animal. You don't have to think about what they are doing. You see and you know. And that is the same thing with meditation. We see and we know. We see, we observe the breath, and we know how the breath is. Is it long? Is it in-breath? Is it out-breath? Yeah?
It sounds easy.
Yes. Sounds that easy. That is the beauty of Buddhist practice. It is easy to understand, yet it is so difficult to do. Yeah? Because the monkey mind. Yeah? Yeah. We don't want to stay on one thing. Yeah? And you can see it. You know, nowadays, if you read a book, how long can you stay on it? Not very long.
It's funny you talk about reading a book, because I never used to read a lot before, but over the past couple of years, I find when I read a book, my mind is clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It can be clear, you know. That depends on what kind of books you read. Yeah? If you read Dhamma books, you know, I mean, it can happen. Yeah? But if it is a novel, you know, I mean, you easily get distracted. Huh? Like nowadays, I mean, think about, how old are you? 50?
59.
59? When you think about the movies in the 70s, they're very, very slow moving.
I am a cinema expert.
Yeah.
I buy and sell of posters.
Yeah, but you saw also the movies, yeah? In the 70s, you know.
The 70s were the best movies in the world.
Yeah,
the 70s were the best decade.
I know. I'm 69.
Yeah? Okay, how old did you become when you become monk?
I was 38.
Okay, so you live as a lay person for a while. And
I lived, I went out for my work 31, when I was 31. Until I come here, I went to England. But I didn't like it. I didn't like the Western tradition of Buddhism. So I came here then. It doesn't matter. You know, when you look at the movies, you know, they were very slow moving and lots of input, yeah? Nowadays, people cannot watch them anymore. They get bored. It has to be fa, 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 fa. Yeah? Action, 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 action. And that tells us about our mind, yeah? I mean, if it stays too long on one topic, you know, it will divert. And that's what we have to retrain. Yeah? The training. And there's no way around it.
No shortcut?
There's no shortcut, yeah. You have to develop meditation in order to develop the sati. And the sati is this awareness, is this knowingness of what is going on within the heart. Not what is going on in the world. Huh? That is secondary.
I really wish I had started when I was like a teenager, like 19, 20, instead of, you know, 48, 49. I really wish.
Yeah, but that wasn't the time, you know. I mean, you were too late for the hippie movement. I was just towards the end of the hippie movement, yeah. Oh, make love, not war, you know? Yeah. But then, you know, the next generation, you know, became distracted with this disco music, you know, this And that was already, you know, very, very different, yeah. So anyway, yeah. I mean, think about it, yeah. Sooner or later you'll have to learn it. And it doesn't matter, yeah? I mean, if you don't learn it now, in the next life it will be even more difficult. Because you set your mind in a certain direction, yeah? And that direction the mind takes also in the next life, yeah? You start now, yeah? I mean, if you have free time, yeah? I mean, if you have some money in the bank, you know, that's okay, yeah? So you don't have to work so much, you know, for what? I mean, when you go, you know the money is gone.
No, I don't care. I'm not connected to the boom, 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 boom. I don't care about, you know, everything else that happened outside of me, I think it's inside my head is only a problem.
Inside. Yeah, but, yeah, inside, you know, but it is triggered by the outside.
I never cared about, I mean, you know, you need a little money to live.
Of course.
I never care about the thing. Always, my whole life, always have like a...
That is good. But still, you know, I mean, then use the time that you have, that you don't have to work for your livelihood, and then use the time to train the mind.
Yeah, sometimes I just get discouraged. Sometimes
yeah, but, you know, I mean, you didn't just get discouraged when you went to university. Huh? And it took you 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't finish.
Well,
only finished 2.5 years.
2.5 years, yeah. So you even get that discouraged. Yeah. I mean, there's no way around it, sorry. Yeah.
No shortcut. Beagle?
Yeah.
You a beagle. This dog will.
No, that is the other one. That is the Doberman.
This is you like Snoopy.
Yeah, he's like a Snoopy, yeah.
He's a friendly dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Friendly. Normally I don't like a dog. I like Meow, Mock, Mock.
No,
yeah. So you've been in this temple a long time?
I've been in this temple for 10 years, sir.
10 years. In both part of Thailand.
Around here.
All in just this area?
Yeah, this area. Udon Thani.
Now, this is the first time in this area. Before, when I travel with the monks, we stop in Nakhon Phanom.
Yeah.
But just quick, you know, 10, 15 minutes and then drive away again. And my friend, he's born in Nakhon Phanom.
Yeah.
He lived in California too.
Yeah.
And we're good friends. And I go to Thailand like a 3 months Bangkok, 3 months California, back. Mm. But this is the first time we're together in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
So we can travel. Like he showed me his hometown.
But Nakhon Phanom is close to Bangkok.
Not close. Nakhon Phanom, takes like a 3 hours, two hours maybe. Right up the Nakhon Phanom, you know, Mekong River and Nakhon Phanom, Laos.
Oh, this, yeah, okay.
You know, right,
there's also part of Bangkok that is called Nakhon Phanom. Okay. Yeah. No, so he comes from there. Okay.
And right now I rent a condo in Bangkok for like 2 years, and just to go back and forth, just survive.
But Bangkok is not the place to. Yeah, Isan is much quieter, much calmer.
I like the big city because I like to go to the museums. I like the art.
Yeah.
In the cinema.
When I went to Thailand, I liked was the temples.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been to many, many temples all over. all over China. Some I don't even remember what city, because I with the in the van with the monks, Thai, and nobody talk English unless I say, where are we going? And they tell me. But otherwise, not say anything, just drive. 4 hours later.
Yeah, that's not the way, you know. I mean, you have to stay at the temple to feel the energy of the temple. Yeah? At least for a few hours, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, yes, I know. The Thais, you know, especially the Thais who are living in the West. Yeah? I mean, they are different. They are constantly on the go. Want to see this, want to buy this, want to see that, yeah, want to see that. Yeah. That's just like your chitta, you know? Constantly wants. Never want go inside. Yeah.
I know. I talk to the Abbot Chanya a lot. And I want to know the difference between... Because to me, the Dharma, the pure Buddhism, is very simple.
Yeah.
But the Thai people put in a lot of the Thai tradition, but that's not really Buddhism,
no.
Right? That's the thing I want to know the difference from. I explain everything. Like he said, someone pass away,
yeah.
And then 100 days ceremony, yeah. 1 year. So he said, that's not Buddhism, that's Thai.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in most of the Asian countries, you know? I mean, it's 49 days after death, you know, and then, you know, certain, yeah, that you pay respect or, you know, make merit for these people. No, has nothing to do with Buddhism.
Yeah, that's what I think. Very simple.
I mean, Buddhism is very simple. It doesn't, you know, use protective charms, you know, for the house or for the car or things like
right.
that. It just tries to calm the mind because all the things, you know, come from the mind, yeah. From the chitta. Mm.
It's very, yeah, it's simple to me.
Mm.
But, you know, then sometimes I see the Thai people and they come and it's a different temple with the chicken, many chickens, and they have the flowers, and they always come and they always like them. They want something.
Of course they want
something. They want something. They want health or money or something.
Yeah.
And I already know that that's not the right.
Yeah, but you were born Christian, you know, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but Christianity is ridiculous. I was born up Catholic. Yeah,
yeah.
I knew, when I was 10 years old, I knew that was not real.
Yeah, yeah, but it's the same thing. The people also want that. They pray to God, you know, to give them good grades in the school, or, you know, give them health, you know, or, yeah. I always ask, you know, I'll always ask this question, yeah. I mean, if something really bad happens to you, you run to church and pray, God, Lord, you know, take it away from me? Yes? Yeah?
Yeah.
But if you win in the lottery, go to a church and say, Lord, please take that away from me? And they're stunned. Why should I do that? Yeah? So only the bad things are coming from God, oh? Yeah, because it's something, you know, it's so deep in this, you know, it's so deep in these people. And the Thais are people. You know, you have to understand that. But the influence of Buddhism, you know, makes them very friendly, very open-minded people. That doesn't mean they are less greedy.
Right.
But they are friendly. When you see it here in Thailand, yeah? They're much more friendly than when you go back to America.
Sure.
Yeah, see? And that is what Buddhism, you know, a Buddhist culture, and that is the only thing in Thailand. It's the only country in the whole world that is 95% Buddhist. And for a long time. It's the only country in Southeast Asia who has never been colonized.
I knew that.
And why? Because of Buddhism. I mean, Sri Lanka has been taken. Even though it is half a Buddhist country. Yeah? Buddhism makes something with the people, and you saw it today on Pindabad, yeah? I mean, the families bring their little kids, you know, and let put things in the bowl of the monk. I mean, that makes something with you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it or not, you know, I mean, it influences, you know, your whole behavior. You see your parents, you know, doing that. Huh? The king, you know, going to pay respect to Lungta Mahabua, yeah? And that makes something with people, yeah? And that's what you feel, yeah? Doesn't mean that they are bad people. Yeah? They are all good people. No, they are not all good people. They are people. Okay, so train your mind. You understand? It's just like learning to walk, learning to talk. Try, try, try. Don't give up.
No.
Don't give up. No, 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 no. And don't get discouraged. It's the same thing.
Thank you.
Thai have a great saying. Kwam paya yam yutinai, kwam somdat yutinai. Wherever there is our effort, there will be our goal. Hmm? Well, in German we say, you know, if you put enough effort, you will reach your goal. Okay, so.
That's right. Thank you for answer question that I already knew the answer to. I just need you to tell me again.
Yes, because the answer is up here.
Here.
It just has trickled down to the heart. Hmm. Once it trickles down to the heart, then you don't need the answer anymore.
Okay, when this happens?
Yeah. The more you practice, the sooner it will happen.